This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Now, whatever you're struggling with, you can always go to our website. Don't forget, oncallradio.com. There you can find all kinds of information to help you. Health and with your life. Let's go to the phones and kick it off with Joanne. Hi, Joanne.
I have high blood pressure. I can't lose weight no matter what diet I try. I exercise. I try everything I can think of to lose weight. They say my thyroids are fine. I just don't understand what's going on.
Well, you got a couple of things going on. I mean, with high blood pressure, again, it raises some challenges as far as the metabolism goes. But the bigger issue is to look at the hormones and what the body's actually doing. You say the thyroid's doing okay, and that's a big regulator for the hormone or for the metabolism and with the other hormones. But you have to look at also some other pathways like cortisol, which is a stress hormone produced by the adrenal glands. And then you also have to look at the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is the master gland. It's a little gland in the brain, and it controls so much of our body and the hormone systems and the metabolism. So by looking at that, you can really pinpoint and begin to figure out where the weak spots are in the body and where the strong spots are. Lab work is a great way to do that. I'm a huge fan of getting that done, making sure that your numbers are where they need to be. And there's our standard ranges, and then there's a little bit more tighter range called, we call functional range, and more functional and integrated medicine. And when you're going for more of a natural or lifestyle approach and looking for numbers and what they mean, it's good to take a peek at those and get a good roundabout figure of where those weak areas are and strong spots. So, well, what do you do? I mean, the question is, well, blood pressure, and no matter what you do, okay, I mean, with the medications your doctor has you on, you always want to follow that. Because a lot of people that I talk to, they say, I want to come off the medicine. Well, I get that. And again, it's nobody really wants to be. They wake up one day and say, I want to be on medicine, and I love it. And nobody loves it. But if your lifestyle choices have taken you to a place where the body's broken down to the point where it does have high blood pressure, whether it's emotional type issues or, you know, just nutritional deficiencies, whatever it might be. But for whatever reason, the body gets to that place. Always, the medication for blood pressure is, I think, important for a short period of time, at least because of how protective it is to the heart, but also the kidneys as well. So it's important to make sure that you stay on that until your doctor tells you otherwise. However, when you come down to the metabolism and you're looking at the different hormones, if you come up with a good lifestyle plan, meaning a good exercise routine, have some kind of coach work with you, and they can lay out a good routine for you, find out your deficiencies, your eating habits, and get those dialed in for your body type. Because remember, what your body may need is totally different than what somebody else may need. So it's got to be dialed in for you and very strategic in nature. And as you begin to do that and build, then your body can begin to resolve, and losing weight becomes easier. When you focus on health and getting the body in balance, the weight follows. So it's not about just weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. Just try the next gimmick, the pill, the potion, whatever it might be. It's about focusing on health, getting your body back in balance. If you do that, the body will end up resolving to its set point of where it wants to go. And blood pressure, all of that is included in that little tip there as well. And again, it's focus on consistency. And as you do that, along with finding out the weak areas of the body, then you can build a good strategic plan around that. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check out the web, oncallradio.com. You can find us there. And then, of course, don't forget, you can always find our lifestyle providers, healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition, fitness, and lifestyle talk that we get into. Emily in St. Louis, Missouri wrote, I work on my feet all day and I've noticed that my knees are starting to grind. What could this be? A lot of times when you, of course, if you're on your feet all day, a lot of times that weight bearing, depending on what you weigh, Emily, that's another big piece. But depending on the weight of your body, if you're overweight, carrying extra weight can undue stress on the joints. That's first and foremost. But if you stand all day, that can do it as well. So everything starts in the alignment between the lower back, the hips, the knees, and the ankles. If the ankles, for example, the feet are so vital and so important in overall posture and gait, because if the feet begin to displace, like, for example, if you had a fallen arch, that fallen arch could cause pain in your knee because the displacement of the foot can actually cause the alignment of the knee to be off and it won't track correctly. And then, of course, that can cause issues within the hip and the lower back. So all of that kind of goes hand in hand together. So working on your feet all day, what can you do? A couple of things that are very important. Orthotics are support systems that you build, or you have them made roughly, that actually support the feet in their natural position. Good Feet is a really great company. They actually do this. They'll actually do the orthotics and custom design your shoes and everything for you. And then, of course, physicians, your podiatrists, there's a lot of different folks that can do this. But getting the feet properly in line creates alignment in the knees and also the hips and the lower back. It's critical. I mean, it's the difference between a pain-free day and a painful day. So, you know, you've got to decide which one you want to do. But I would have someone take a look at that and build a good game plan around it because, I mean, your feet, if you're working and you're on your feet all day, they matter. And they're going to carry you in a lot of ways that can make a big difference, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Quitting smoking actually can reduce heart risk factors than previously thought. So, I mean, obviously, all the docs, we all jump in on the big bandwagon of quitting smoking. We all agree that smoking is not the best for us. But the American Heart Association now has had their, of course, scientific sessions, and they find that heart health benefits of quitting smoking occur faster than previously thought. For the last 15 years, they've done research at the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and they found that ex-smokers' risk of heart disease to drop to the level of a non-smoker if they quit. So researchers looked at this for about 13 years worth of data from the cardiovascular health study, which began back in 1989. And Dr. Ali Ahmed, who's a professor of cardiovascular disease at UAB, he said that there's a chance for even less of a waiting period to get a cleaner bill of cardiovascular health from years of smoking that were found out. So by doing packs of cigarettes every single day, they pulled people off of them. They found the regenerative ability of the body was pretty amazing. And the cardiovascular system can become better. So if you light up and smoke now, the substances in the cigarette are going to increase your heart rate and blood pressure right away. And long term, you're looking at hypertension, which coupled with the fact that smokers often don't work out and exercise and are overweight, it adds to the negative heart effects. So previous research has shown that when you quit smoking, your health starts to improve within days. After 48 hours, your ability to taste and smell improves. After 78 hours, it's easier to breathe. Your lung function improves by 10% after 3 months. And after a year, your risk of heart attack is cut in half. That's incredible. So these findings underscore what we already knew, but reinforce it. And more of the smokers might be taking statins or other medications, which could counteract some of the negative effects of smoking. However, more research needs to be done. So interesting, to say the least, on the effects of quitting smoking and the protection to the heart. Coming up, more information to empower your health. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom82.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 82.com. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom82.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Thank you.
are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Does caffeine in coffee really perk up our heart? Well, here's the deal. Everybody says coffee's bad. Well, coffee seems to show a mysterious benefit to heart health, one that doctors have been at pains to explain. So now a small study in Japan suggests that caffeine in a cup of coffee might help the small blood vessels work a little bit better. I know all of you morning coffee lovers are saying you're jumping up and down right now. Well, they said a cup of caffeinated coffee causes about 30% increase in blood flow through the little small vessels in people's fingertips compared with a cup of decaf. According to the research, which was scheduled recently at the American Heart Association's meeting, and the microvessels regulate ease with blood flow through the circulatory system and body tissues. So lead researcher Dr. Matsudo, who's a cardiologist and professor of pharmacology at the Department of University in Okinawa, said the previous studies have been shown an association between coffee drinking and lower risk of heart attack, heart disease, and stroke. And Dr. Gordon Tomaselli, who's chief of cardiology at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, he said researchers have found that high doses of caffeine may improve the function of larger arteries. But scientists have not been able to figure out why this is. I mean, given that coffee also can increase blood pressure, high blood pressure can damage arteries as well. So he said this is an intriguing observation that may help us understand why the consumption of coffee may be beneficial. Former president of the American Heart Association said the study involved 27 healthy adults aged 22 to 30 who did not regularly drink coffee, and they were asked to drink 5-ounce cup, either caffeinated or decaffeinated. Researchers then measured their finger blood flow using a non-invasive laser technique to gauge good circulation. 2 days later, the experiment was repeated with other type of coffee. Neither researchers nor the participants knew what they were drinking, and the researchers found the blood flow in the small blood vessels improved by nearly one-third in the people who drank the caffeinated coffee. So, I mean, anything we can do, right, to say that coffee's okay. But by opening the blood vessels, they say, and reducing harmful inflammation, caffeine may increase favorable conditions for good heart health. So what they're saying is basically it increases blood flow, possibly in areas that may not have had the best blood flow. So this was all put in the New England Journal of Medicine. It found the risk of heart disease and stroke either remained low or went even lower. So anyway, Dr. Tomaselli said, I don't think all the answers are here. We'll continue to look down the data. But I can tell you this, the coffee people are jumping on the wagon with this one because it gives a little glimpse that, hey, coffee's good for you in some ways. And it is. I mean, coffee has benefits. It's got antioxidants in it. A lot of studies are published on coffee and its benefits for recently prostate issues and prostate cancer. So, again, it does have some benefits, but it still raises cortisol. So if you're wanting to drop weight, lose the belly fat, do all that, it still can raise cortisol levels. I like green tea a little bit better. You still get the caffeine, and you get the benefits of phosphatidylserine, which it's got basically some components in it that can help reduce some of the belly fat. Targeted ECCGs. There's some great, great pieces in green tea that are fantastic. Drinking some right now, by the way. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the web. Go to OnCallRadio.com. So if you're looking for anything, encouragement, whatever, to modify your lifestyle, to live better, to think better. If you're dealing with high blood pressure, diabetes, blood sugar, typical what we call metabolic syndrome, if you're dealing with a metabolism that's not working as well as it needs to, then you can begin to change and transform. It's all about literally thriving in your health. Let's go to Robert on the phones. Hi, Robert.
I say that in the last 20 years, I've had this problem of itching. It's day in and day out. There's no let up hardly. Sometimes it's more than other times. Sometimes it's greater than other times. Sometimes it's embarrassing to go to church and you're sitting there itching. Do you become self-conscious of that? You think everybody's watching you. So, it's very embarrassing sometimes. But I've had this itch for, I'd say about close to 20 years. And I haven't found any kind of cure for it. Of course, I pray about it, but sometimes God works through doctors. So I just, so I'm calling you tonight, and because I'm just tired of the itch, and I can't sit. It bothers me more than when I'm sitting still, watching TV or sitting by myself, bothers me more there at that particular time than any other time. I notice when I'm busy doing something, just being active or something, it doesn't hardly bother me at all. But when I'm sitting still, it's when it starts up.
I know. I'll tell you, one of the deals with itching, remember, any kind of skin condition, for the most part, starts inside the body. So you're looking inside the digestive tract. And, you know, whether it happens in the morning or in the evening or whenever it happens, probably just notice it more then. But the body creates higher levels of histamine. And when you create higher levels of histamine, sometimes that can be a real factor of what's actually causing some of the itching and whatnot. Yeast and fungal issues can build up in the digestive tract. You could have a lack of fatty acids, like omega-3 fats, could create some dryness and itching. But regardless, there's usually some deficiency at some level that can trigger some of that. So one good tip definitely to do, you can get your physician, get them to check things out, and they can do some testing to see if it is yeast, possibly, or some type of fungal-related issue that could be in the gut. Probiotics are fantastic. A lot of good research on that. When people have skin issues of some kind, the probiotics really help to restore the right kind of bacteria, and having the right kind of bacteria in the gut flora can make a big difference. And as you do that, you can kind of build, of course, as the flora builds, so the skin builds. And as you begin to work on that, it helps. Can help tremendously. But omega-3 fats like cod liver oil, krill oil, salmon oil, replacing the omega-3s and getting them where they need to be can make a big, big difference as well. And that's something to look into and have some testing done to see if you might have some fatty acid deficiencies there as well. So, I mean, again, the skin is always a great reflection of what's going on inside the digestive tract. Correct the gut. Typically, you can correct a lot of the skin issues as well. Coming up, more information to empower your health. Check us out on the web, OnCallRadio.com. You're listening to On Call Radio. Also, more questions about your health. I know I see you waiting there. Hang tight. We're going to get to you. And I've got some more information coming up with our food of the day. Remember, food brings health to the body or can take health out of the body. More on that when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Food of the day. Now, food either brings health to the body or it can take health out of the body. It's all about how you look at it and about what kind of food you're choosing every single day. Remember, our foods matter. And depending on what you choose and what you eat, literally, our body can only take the food. I mean, it doesn't know the difference between baked chicken and fried chicken, right? French fries and broccoli, but we do. So making good choices makes the difference between whether or not the body can make either good cells or bad cells. It comes down to that, and it is that simple. So I want to talk about today about bananas. Now, people, including myself, if you're doing more of a non-inflammatory-based diet, you want to stay away from bananas if they're really yellow with spots on them, because as they begin to ripen, of course, they become the sugar content increases. Matter of fact, green bananas are actually really good. There's more benefits in the green bananas than anything. But there's incredible benefits all the way around. So I want to hit on that. So they're one of our best sources of potassium. Matter of fact, of course, it's an essential mineral for normalizing blood pressure. The average banana contains about 467 milligrams of potassium and only 1 milligram of sodium. So a banana a day can help ward against high blood pressure and atherosclerosis. Of course, other benefits, it's researchers have been tracking for about 40,000 male health professionals over 4 years to determine effects on diet and blood pressure, but a study published recently in the Archives of Internal Medicine also confirms that eating high-fiber-rich foods like bananas help prevent heart disease. Almost 10,000 American adults participated in a study recently, and they were followed for 19 years. People eating the most fiber, about 21 grams a day, had 12% less coronary heart disease and 11% cardiovascular disease. So in addition to the cardiovascular benefits and the potassium found in bananas may only promote overall bone health. It's also got some interesting, really, benefits for ulcers. Bananas have long been recognized for their antacid effects and protection against stomach ulcers and ulcer damage. In one study recently, a simple mixture of banana and milk significantly suppressed acid secretion and, of course, eased up on a lot of the stomach lining issues with the ulcers. Bananas work in their protective magic with two ways. First, there is a substance in bananas that help activate the cells that compose the stomach lining. So they produce thicker protective mucus barriers against the stomach acids. And secondly, other compounds in the bananas called protease inhibitors help eliminate bacteria in the stomach that have been pinpointed as a primary cause of stomach ulcers, and that would be the H. pylori bacteria. So the bananas actually have a component in them, these protease inhibitors that can help against H. pylori. So eliminating or improving elimination, bananas are a smart move if you suffer from elimination problems. Matter of fact, a bout of diarrhea can quickly deplete your body of important electrolytes, but bananas can replenish your stores of potassium, which is the number one electrolyte typically that most people need, and they lose easily. So in addition, the bananas contain pectin, which is a soluble fiber that can help normalize movement through the digestive tract and ease constipation. Bananas contain a resistant starch, but it depends on the amount of ripeness. Again, so the greener bananas have a very low glycemic index in the green stage. But once you get into the yellow stage, it goes over 60. That's why a lot of nutritionists don't really favor bananas, because it turns into a very sugary type fruit. So the bitter, remember, bitter bananas are good, right? And the sweet bananas are not. So in, of course, protecting your eyesight is another big one. So, of course, carrots, we all know, are good for your eyes. What about bananas? The Archives of Ophthalmology indicate that eating three or more servings of fruit per day may lower your risk of age-related macular degeneration. And, of course, in the study, which involved about 100,000 women and men, they did studies and they found that consumption of fruits and vegetables with high levels of vitamin A, C, and E, carotenoids, and the development of age-related macular degeneration make a big difference. So, surprisingly, intakes of vegetables, these antioxidants, were not strongly related to the incidence of the age-related macular degeneration. However, they know that, of course, it slowed everything down and supported the body. Matter of fact, a half cup of berries, they even said the components and the antioxidants that are in them are just staggering. You can also build better bones with bananas. This is interesting to me. So because the body's ability to absorb calcium is several mechanisms, bananas are an exceptionally rich source of this fructooligosaccharide, which is a compound called a prebiotics. We've heard of probiotics, which are the good bacteria. Well, the prebiotic actually kind of works with the probiotic. It allows it to absorb better and to be utilized better. So these beneficial bacteria produce vitamins and digestive enzymes that improve our ability to absorb nutrients, plus compounds that protect us against unfriendly microorganisms. The green bananas contain indigestible short-chain fatty acids that are a favorite to the digestive lining. Researchers recently published in the Digestive Diseases and Sciences that in a study, about 57 male babies with persistent diarrhea for at least 14 days were given a green banana, apple pectin, or a rice diet. The ones that were given the banana had a 50% reduction in stool weights, and the diarrhea subsided. So some banana folks out there are really big on them in teaching about how they have the high pro-vitamin A carotenoids. So again, it comes down to quality, right? So it comes down to, the good thing about bananas, they've got a really thick skin. I still like the organic versions better. It's still a better choice if you have the choice. They promote kidney health too through a regulated and moderated intake. So about 190,000 cases of kidney cancer are diagnosed each year. And the risk factors include smoking, high blood pressure, obesity, exposure to toxic chemicals like asbestos and cadmium. Also, dietary factors can be related to kidney disease as well in a preventative way. The research is published recently in the International Journal of Cancer. Suggests that a regular moderated consumption of whole fruits and vegetables, especially bananas, can be protective. So salads eaten at least once a day were associated with 40% decreased risk. Among vegetables, frequent consumption, they say root vegetables and white cabbage offer the most protection, providing about a 50% decrease in risk. And the conclusion really in all of this is that it was drawn by researchers, the routine and moderated consumption of fruits and vegetables, especially bananas, cabbage, and root vegetables, may reduce the risk of kidney cancer. And bananas, with other root vegetables, of course, cabbage is one of them, which is rich in the sulfur compounds. But the benefits of all these foods, especially bananas, with a moderated fruit intake, can help against a lot of cancers, but specifically kidney cancer. And I just want to note that if you're trying to lose weight and that's kind of a goal of yours, you want to keep your consumption of fruit to about 2 pieces a day. And roughly, it's about 40 to 50 grams of fructose because, you know, that's the fruit sugar. So the carbohydrate, you know, apples and oranges and all that, they're carbohydrates. And the type of sugar is called fructose. We know that fructose can be quite a challenge if you do too much of it. It can actually shut down a lot of the fat-burning mechanisms, but there's also a lot of cleansing properties in fruits, too, just like we're talking about here with bananas, that can be very helpful in the body as well. So just keep it minimum. If you're already lean and in shape and all that, you could probably handle about four pieces of fruit a day. But if you're really struggling to lose weight, I would say between 1 to 2 pieces max. Keep the fructose level down because it can disrupt some of the body's ability to be able to drop the excess weight and the belly fat, which is a big one. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Fran. Hi, Fran.
My house challenge is Crohn's, and I was looking for some good digestive enzymes.
Well, dealing with Crohn's, let me just mention a couple things to you that I think is relevant and I think is very important. In dealing with Crohn's, there's a couple of items. One is you always want to make sure that digestive enzymes are great and probiotics are great. I think I'm a huge fan of those supplements. I think that you can't go wrong and it's vital to be able to do that. However, one of the keys that you have to focus on that I think is really important is, of course, getting in the overall piece of this, lowering the inflammation. And your foods are going to matter more than the supplements. So eating a low inflammatory-based diet, cutting out a lot of the grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, cutting out the milk products, the dairy products, because over a period of time, it doesn't mean it has to be forever, but at least for about 8 weeks. It takes about 8 weeks for wheat and gluten to get out of the system. So any of the effects and the inflammation that come with that can be a little bit of a challenge. You want to wait that out and see if it's actually bothering the digestive system and you're dealing with Crohn's. That's a big one. There's some great supplements that are out there. You can get it at a local health food store. Glutamine is an amino acid. It's very healing to the digestive lining. And then also don't forget about aloe vera juice, which is incredible at supporting the digestive lining. Both of those are really, really good. And depending on the level of Crohn's and what kind of, you know, GI doc that you're working with, I would talk to a good nutritionist that can guide you along those ways of getting the right kind of foods, because you have to have a good, solid foundation. And I don't know how many people I've seen with Crohn's, irritable bowel syndrome, and all that, and their diet's horrible. So that's where it all starts, what you put every single day. Remember, your food with Crohn's, or any time an inflammatory bowel is a challenge, the food you eat every day is either going to throw water on the fire or throw gasoline on the fire. You got to decide which one it's going to be. And the right kind of foods can be the water to throw on the fire and make a huge difference. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. We'll be right back. Hey,
hypo. You've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $1.79. 2 cases for only $3.55, or get 3 cases for only $5.15, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to oncallradio.com. Now, we're going to the phones in just a moment, but just to touch on a couple of things. One of the tips I always talk about, and I think it's interesting, we talk about heart attacks and heart disease a lot. And, you know, it's really become one of the top leading health challenges that we're facing today. And chest pain is one of the number one symptoms, and it's often ignored. I mean, men get cardiac who suffer from sudden cardiac arrest or heart attack, they get symptoms. But of course, guys, we're kind of stubborn, and we don't really pay attention to the signs and the symptoms to know to get to a hospital pretty much immediately. So we're going to talk about some of what these are. So for the study that was done recently, it was done in Portland, Oregon, they found that with chest pain, that was the number one type symptom. It's a gripping, it's explained as a crushing chest pain, 56% of men. Shortness of breath, about 13%. And dizziness with fainting or heart palpitations, about 4%. Now, Dr. Summit Chu, who is the Associate Director of the Heart Institute at Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, said the first to get records as they did the study on this, they found that an important message of the study is that if middle-aged men would have such symptoms, they should seek medical attention as soon as possible. And it's critical to recognize the early clues because, of course, so much could be prevented during that time. And another cardiologist, Dr. Abraham, who was not involved in the study, said that the majority of cardiac arrests are due to coronary heart disease or heart failure. But unfortunately, the initial presentation of the coronary artery disease or heart failure may be cardiac arrest. So knowledge, they say, is power when it comes to cardiac arrest prevention. And there's, of course, heart attack and cardiac arrest symptoms for which to watch for. You've got your basic chest pain, discomfort, and pressure. It's a crushing type pressure, shortness of breath, fatigue, weakness, shortness of breath. Exercise intolerance is another big one. So what do you do if you have chest pain? Well, cardiologist Kevin Campbell at Wake Forest in Raleigh, or near Raleigh, said, if a person has chest pain, they should be evaluated in the ER immediately. At the time, an EKG and some blood work will be done to determine if there's an active heart damage occurring. After the ER visit, the patient does have risk factors for heart disease. They should undergo stress testing with a qualified cardiologist, and the testing, of course, is a non-invasive way to determine if a person is at risk for having a heart attack. So, again, Campbell describes the next steps. If a patient is determined to be at an increased risk for cardiac arrest, several steps can be taken. First, if the stress test is abnormal, heart cath can be performed in order to determine the nature of any potential blockages. And in the patients who have known heart blockages, the reduced heart function, they should consider implantation of an implantable cardioverter defib. And, of course, if the certain criteria are not met, it depends on if the ejection fraction, blah, blah, blah. Because, I mean, that's ejection fraction, less than 35%. Bottom line is, if the heart's not producing the way it needs to by a certain percentage. All right? But it's interesting because, again, we ignore the symptoms. And the body's trying to tell us something. And as guys, many times, you get that slight little, even the slight bit of fatigue or chest pain, we blow it off. So, man, I'm just telling you, and ladies are typically more aware. And they can, if they start getting weird symptoms, they go to the doctor. We will go out and get back on and continue working. It's just how we're wired, a lot of guys. So go to your doctor. It is important to make sure to get that checked out. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to oncallradio.com. All kinds of information. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website. You can find information there to encourage you with your health and with your life. Let's go now to the phones and talk with Johnny. Hi, Johnny.
I hear you guys constantly talking about how weed is bad for you, and I got a question. I know white rice is not the best in the world, and you guys talk about brown rice, but the question I got is long grain and wild rice or anything else that can be added to a diet so I can dump the wheat.
Well, I think first I ought to make clear, I'm not anti-wheat by any means. I mean, I think some people can handle wheat flour and be fine. Some people have allergies to gluten, which is found in most grains, wheat being one of them. And if they have a slight gluten sensitivity, then you should probably tone it down a little bit. Now, if you're celiac, that's a whole different animal altogether. But for the most part, I just don't like to do wheat a whole lot. I mean, every now and then, no big deal. But people typically find that they have fatigue-related issues, joint pain, all that kind of thing. But coming off the gluten for a period of time, if it resolves a lot of that, then you probably had a little bit of a gluten intolerance or a gluten sensitivity, one or the other. So to answer your question, I mean, if you're wanting to come off wheat products, and again, I still like sprouted grains. I think there's a lot of great wheat flours out there. Buckwheat's fantastic. But if you're wanting to come off of that and switch more to a non-grain diet as far as the actual flour, the rice flour or the rice is really good. And brown rice is the best just because of the way it's the closest to its natural form. You start taking white rice and the shell comes off and it's processed and bleached out the whole nine yards. So I could go on and on and on about white rice. The long grain rice, there's some different grains that are fine. But again, I know you're wanting to make the best choice, and that's good. But rice in itself is really a great food. I like the brown rice because the fiber slows it down. And with the wild rice varieties, it can slow it down as well. So again, mix and match. I don't like the plain white rice if you don't have to eat it. I mean, if it's the only option and you're wanting some rice, sure. Make sure you're getting in vegetables, though, with your meals, even if you're doing more of the starchy or carbohydrates. Always make sure your plate has vegetables on it. Makes a big, big difference in your overall health. Plus, it'll slow down any blood sugar release from the rice. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to On Call Radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name's Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because at that time I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets, but I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.